The WING winter time at the tone will be 7 o'clock.
Down.
His crazy clothes. He wears tan shoes with pink shoelaces, a polka dot vest, and man, oh man, he wears tan shoes with pink shoelaces and a big Panama with a purple hat band. He takes me deep sea fishing in a submarine. We go to drive-in movies in a limousine. He's got a whirly birdie and a 12-foot yacht. That's an all he's got. He's got tan shoes with pink shoelaces, a polka dot vest, and man, oh man, he wears tan shoes with pink shoelaces, and a big Panama with a purple hat band.
You may possess the world and its gold, but gold won't bring you happiness when you're growing old. The world is still the same, you'll never change it. As sure as the stars shine above, you're nobody till somebody loves you. So find yourself somebody to love. Still the same, you'll never change it. As sure as the stars shine above, you're nobody till somebody loves you. So find yourself somebody to love.
The kingfish, he should really be back from court by now.
Oh, he'll be along. I guess he's probably... Hey, wait a minute, Amos. Look out of the window.
Oh, where?
See there? Ain't that our exalted kingfish coming down the street there?
Oh, me, look at him there. His shoulders is all hunched over. His head is down. He certainly looks dejected, don't he?
He sure does. He looks like a deserter from Coxey's army.
Well, I guess he must have had an awful rough time in court.
Well, he's coming in here. He'll tell us all about it. Well, hi, Kingfish. Welcome back.
Well, how are you, boys?
Kingfish, tell us what happened.
Boys, I was a crushed and beaten man. I feels like Napoleon at Waterloo. Custer. After Little Bighorn and Admiral Farragut after the Battle of Trafalgar Square. In other words, boys, I has been had.
Oh, you lost, huh?
No, I won. Well, if you won, how come you're so down in the dumps? Well, if you get on with the program here, I'll explain the gruesome...
There, it's working. See?
You look like a little rosa.
See? See, it's working.
Where you always save. The national traffic death toll stands at 134, according to the latest Associated Press count. Here in the Dayton area, we have had more than our share of such deaths, including the first one recorded in the nation this Christmas holiday. That one involved an auto driven by 22-year-old Norman Elliott of McReynolds Street. Killed was his wife Carol and their 3-year-old boy, who is reported in poor condition at this hour at Miami Valley Hospital. According to police, Elliott apparently lost control of his car and hit a tree at the intersection of Kemp and Grange Hall Roads in Greene County. The accident occurred shortly after 6 last night. Two persons died in separate accidents near Springfield, just 10 minutes apart, early this morning. Dead are 24-year-old Jolly D. Horn of Euclid Avenue and 33-year-old Ralph Cheeks of Fallow Street. Dayton police this morning received a frantic telephone call from a Clemmer Street woman who informed them she had just given birth to a baby in her home. Patrolman W.D. Jones and a city ambulance were dispatched to the home of Mrs. Margaret Rapestraw. The ambulance crew gave first aid, bundled mother and child into the ambulance, and took them to Miami Valley Hospital. On the way, Mrs. Plummer gave birth to a second child, this time a boy. Aides at the hospital say mother and twins are doing fine. More news after this word from Bob Emery.
Make sure you have Armor Star corned beef on your pantry shelf. It's delicious, satisfying, easy to serve, and only 56 cents for a 12-ounce can of Kroger. Pick tasty corned beef and cabbage in just the time it takes to cook the cabbage. You have Armor Star corned beef. Buy it at Kroger, just 56 cents a can. Once again, I'll hurt.
That's what happened to them and 32 other persons on the outskirts. I have a few words that I would like to say to the community here at 4454, this 19 year of 1958. Due to...
What? Plenty of time, great joy.
Yes, seeing as how this is the new year, 1959. I guess it was more... No, we're not. And it is the Lord's year. We would like to have a few words from a truly Marian brother who would like to express his feelings here at this time, especially at this time since it is Christmas when Christ was brought into the world and the... Blessed Mother was the instrument whereby God chose to bring Christ down to save mankind from his sins, for his sins, because of his sins, because of his fall of Adam and Eve. I got enough words in there. All right, I got to keep talking all the time. Holy night. I forget how they go now. It's because we sing it in German. Excuse us. I don't know the words in German. It will be my great joy to give you and your loved ones a special remembrance in the three masses I shall be privileged to celebrate on Christmas morning. May the Virgin Mother keep you and yours in the love of her divine Son to the coming new year. Reverend Father Joseph Martin. Is sincere and very sincere. Hope that I have a happy new year. I'd like to introduce to you a very distinguished lady of the newspaper world.
Of the kitchen, dear.
Who wishes to speak a few words to her devoted son here at 4454 Far Hills Avenue, Aiden. I was just complimenting on the that in school the other day. A few of the students there were noting the name Zorro every time it was mentioned by one of the teachers, and they were laughing. They're always turning to me and asking me, more or less in their expression, whether I approved of who was Zorro and whether I approved of the name or his. What he stood for, and I was rather puzzled because I didn't know what Zorro stood for. All I knew is that I heard of Zorro was in the dorm at the University of Dayton at Alumni Hall, where on the third floor, I believe it was, one of the what do you call them, prefects was sitting in his room, and I think it was Brother, well, I shouldn't mention any names. Anyhow, he was very stiff with the boys on the dorm floor, And so they decided to be a little tough with him, and it so happens that this Zorro decided to take revenge, and he wrote a note on a rock and tossed it through the bay window on the third floor into the prefect's room, and with a note on it saying, "Zorro strikes." So they got a little serious about it, and they figured that something must have been definitely wrong here in the dorm. They were going to find out what it was. So the one on the second floor started complaining, and sure enough, another rock goes through the bay window, and with a note saying, "Zorro strikes again." So then the one on the first floor, he just started complaining. All of a sudden, a rock goes through his window, and the note on it says, "You better watch it, or Zorro's allowed to strike again." And I guess about 2 or 3 weeks later, they caught the fellow, and he was expelled from school. I met one of the brothers the other day while I was decorating in the hall, Mount St. John, in the central hall. And he was coming down the stairs, and he says to me, he says, "Have you seen Jim?" And I said, "Jim who?" He said, "Nay, Jim." Well, then I decided to pull the same joke on one of my other brothers, and he came out to me, and I said, "Say, have you seen Jim?" He said, "Jim who?" I said, "Nasium." And so he knew he was caught in a joke, and then he said to me, he says, "Did you see the dirty look she gave you this morning?" I said, "Who?" He said, "Mother Nature." Like that one, did you, Mom? That was pretty good. That was a good comeback.
Very good interview there, Brother John. That has been very good, very good. Excellent.
Let's hear what that has to say on the recorder. Right? You say that. Yes.
Hello, Don.
Alex, can you hear that?
Dad goes downstairs today, and he says,
"Well, now you don't have to worry about your clothes with all new Glowcoat."
I know
Glowcoat
makes my clothes
shine.
Who said it?
You.
Dad
said
Glowcoat.
You. What did you say? What did you say? What you did?
When you said that, I said that you weren't supposed to come out here or something like that. Well, I never said that.
Did he get you in a bad spot? Really?
Yeah.
It's all right.
It's your joke with Father Matt. Well, last Sunday we're invited out. Last Sunday we were.
Well, you're allowed to come out. I mean, there's nothing. It's just that what he told me, he says it was the prolonged visits where I stood around.
Hey, there's the Indian.
Nancy
Dern.
Father Reniker came up to Father Fulmeter once and said, "Hey,
I remember now. He did come through the hall, didn't he?"
Remember, I don't know where he was going. I thought he was going outside to get the mail.
Come back. That's
what
happened.
We just seen if he left.
If you don't help us with this tree, we'll never get it done.
See, he has control of the house. He's just going to follow what goes on.
We stayed in the first place. We stayed in the first.
You recording all this time?
You better not be.
Charles can see it.
It says right here,
yeah.
"Be sure and thank Cousin Ernest and Cousin Betty for that electric milker they sent me for Christmas. It works just fine, but it sure is tough on the cows.
Well, I'll bet it is. Betty and I sent her a vacuum cleaner.
She'd come out of the barn every morning carrying the milk in a paper bag. Old woman.
Charlie, that mama of yours, the case, what's she up to now?
Well, sure, mama's getting married.
No.
Yeah.
No, you're joking.
No.
You're snapping my garters.
I want to. I'll swell up with a grip if that ain't the case.
Well, Charlie, I think it's wonderful.
It is nice. Mm.
She must be happy about it, Charlie.
Oh, she's just tickled pink.
Good.
And her fiancé is such a nice boy.
Oh, that's nice.
You know, since she became engaged to Mr. Rappaport, she's been carrying on like a 16-year-old.
No, again.
Yeah. Right, Mama?
How old is your mama now, Charlie?
87, honey.
87, a wonderful age, and yeah. She's active, too.
Yeah.
How old's Mr. Rappaport?
24. Well, you see, he was born on leap year, so he only has a birthday every 4 years.
Oh.
He's really 96.
Oh. You had me scared there for a minute.
Scared Mama, too.
Oh, that's something. Getting married at 96 and 87.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, at least Mama won't have any in-law trouble. That's one thing.
No, his folks are crazy about her. Well, she goes on here.
Go ahead with it.
I expect we'll be eloping any time now. Hmm. Mr. Rappaport started up the ladder last Wednesday. Can't take a honeymoon because of Mr. Rappaport's business.
Hmm?
There's no one to care for the store.
Oh, I see.
So we'll stay in Mount Ida and... We'll stay in Mount Ida.
You better hurry, Uncle Charlie.
Then we'll stay in Mount Ida.
They're going to be washing cars in here tomorrow.
This will make a nice market in
here. Yeah.
Sitting right in the Kentucky peas.
Yeah.
So we'll stay in Mount Ida, she goes on, and at least we won't miss any of Cousin Ernest's TV shows. If you see him, would you ask him to sing my favorite song? Well, Sonny, just call me Sonny. Well, Sonny, I'll close now, and by the time you get this letter, I'll be Mrs. Vincent Rappaport, Ph.D. Love, Mama.
Oh, she writes a fine... Ph.D.?
Ph.D.
Oh, Mr. Rappaport's a doctor of philosophy?
No, he's a post-hole digger.
Charlie, that's wonderful. Oh. You know, I'm so glad your mama don't have to be alone anymore.
No, well, I am too.
Yeah. How come you... Nobody ought to be alone, Charlie.
No, I guess not.
How come you never got married?
Oh, I don't know. Every time I think about it, I get cold feet.
Yes. Staying single ain't going to warm them up any, Charlie.
I love this boy.
Watch it, Charlie. Now, look, before you go, you better tell me what song your mama wanted us to sing.
Oh, yeah. Let's see. It was the one we used to sing every year at the Kumquat Festival.
I remember that, every year.
The night you threw me down the stairs was the first time you gave me a tumble.
Yeah, but I don't think that is it. Wasn't it the one she'd go out with any boy that had a fancy car, but she'd have no truck with me?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was a few words.
Nearly made it.
Yeah. Hard to whistle.
The awful hard.
No, that wasn't it. Oh, I remember. It was, I knew our marriage was on the rocks the night you came home stoned from the palace bar.
Remember this?
What's this?
You get a line and I'll get a pole, honey.
Yeah, yeah, remember? I remember that.
You get a line and I'll get a pole, babe.
Yeah.
Remember? You get a line and I'll get a pole.
Yeah, we'll go down to the crawdad hole.
Honey, baby, my. Yeah, you remember?
I remember
that. Take one.
Oh, what did the duck say to the drake, honey? What did the duck say?
What are they playing?
Sound like Wyatt Earp's coming in.
Honey, baby,
my.
The emblem of suffering and shame, and I love that old cross where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross, and exchange it someday for a crown. To the old rugged cross I will ever be true. It's shame and reproach gladly bear, and he'll call me someday to my home far away, and his glory forever I'll share. Change it someday for a crown.
Brought to you tonight by Lever Brothers, makers of Blue Liquid Whisk, the full-range laundry detergent. Whisk is the liquid way to your cleanest wash. One, the only.
You do that.
What?
You do it better than I do. Here, you take the scene. Huh? Well, here I am again with a chance for each of our couples to win up to $10,000. And if any of them say the secret word, they'll win an extra $100. This is the word right here.
Groucho, I hope you know I speak from experience when I talk about liquid whisk.
George, whisk is so good it speaks for itself. But go ahead if you insist.
Well, I just wanted to say that we proved in our own home that this new laundry concentrate,
alleged to have these contrasts, and the incomparable Abraham Lincoln, born 150 years ago this day, is an approach, if not a perfect realization of this character. Today, We may say, perhaps, that the well-assured and most enduring memorial to Lincoln is invisibly there today, tomorrow, and for a long, long time yet to come. It is there in the hearts of lovers of liberty. Men and women, this country has always had them in crises. Men and women who understand that wherever there is freedom, there have been those who fought, toiled, and sacrificed for it. I thank you.
At least since the blockade 10 years ago. If it should be possible to get any additional assurances, for example, through the United Nations, it would only be welcomed by us. But we do not wish a sham solution, not a camouflage sham solution either, where the result would be that the stars and stripes are lowered in Berlin while the Soviet star dominates the field around our city. Consequences would be disastrous, not only for my Berlin compatriots, but also for all of Germany, for Europe, and for the future of the world.
The new Cuban...